Do you remember your first target and you shot that plane down?
I didn't shoot a plane down that I know of.
But you took fire yourself.
Oh, well, yeah. That's what took the wing off our plane. Anti-aircraft, yeah.
A wing was taken off your craft.
Yeah.
Was this after many weeks of flying?
Well, it was my last flight.
How many flights had you made?
28 and a half.
The half is the one you're now going to talk about. You're flying along, and your craft takes fire.
Of course, you know, you're always cognizant of what's out there. And you run it through your mind. What if this happens, or that, or the other? And you kind of go through whatever you might need to do, want to do. So I had done all of those things, and then it was a bad target. There was lots of flak. And I'm going to say something here that I haven't said. I haven't told a soul. I'm not sure that I want to say it, but it's true. I checked it out. Our flight leader turned left off the target. We had been briefed that there's a gun over there. Don't turn left, turn right. So he turned left, and pow, they got our plane. That's the only plane they got. He was a colonel.
And he took the left turn.
Right. He flight leader.
He was the flight leader. Okay, he wasn't flying in your plane.
No.
He was in his own plane, right. And he was leading.
He was leading about 15 planes.
And so when he took that left turn, everybody followed him.
Right. You follow.
Your plane was hit.
Not one plane was hit except ours.
Do you hold some resentment toward him?
Well, yes and no. I guess I can understand how a man could lose it. You know, because it was bad.
The flak that was coming out.
It was bad. You could not see. Somebody's bound to get it. It just happened to be our plane.
You think he froze. He became afraid. And when they told him the right thing to do to avoid being shot at, he could have turned right.
Right, yeah. He knew. They had told him where the gun was.
Yeah. You never saw him again.
No.
Then you and your pilot were hit.
Yeah.
Tell us about that moment.
That was terrible. That was terrible. Ordinarily, I would go out to Bombay doors, but the right wing was hit, and some of the motor, there was fire and smoke, and the wing was gone, and I was back here taking all the smoke and the fire, but I couldn't get the doors open to go out, so I had to go out the top, and the plane was spinning.
Spinning.
Spinning, yeah. And being a young man, I managed to get out.
The plane is spinning,
right?
And you got out on top the plane.
Right.
What is the pilot doing at that time?
He told me, and this is after we got back together a couple of months later, he said that he was stunned by the shell. Well, I guess we both were, I don't know. But anyhow, I got out and went on out. I hit the tail. I don't know whether it was vertical or horizontal stabilizer. Across here.
Across your chest, lower chest.
Yeah. Got this arm and all this in through here.
When you got out on the plane, on the top, mm-hmm. you were blown back.
Right.
And the stabilizer of the plane caught you.
It caught me, yeah.
And if it hadn't caught you?
I'd been well on my way to safety. I would just made a parachute jump.
Okay, so you had a parachute on you.
Oh, yeah.
And you were expecting to get up on top of the plane.
Yeah.
And to be able to jump off and parachute.
Just tumble or whatever.
Right. But it was the stabilizer that kept you from doing that.
Either horizontal or vertical, I don't know.
So as you got blown up against it, what did it do to your arm then?
Well, it shattered it. 9 ribs, shoulder blade, lung. And then when I hit the ground, I broke my leg and this ankle. I think really I broke it going down through a tree. And then I had some flak up in here. But that didn't bother me. The flak didn't bother me.
You took flak in your leg?
Yeah.
So as you're coming down, you're taking flak?
No, I took it, I think, on the hit.
Okay.
The plane hit.
All right.
I would say so.
But even so, you were not feeling the pain of it. You didn't
no.
even know that.
You don't feel
point.
Any pain.